City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Steven Rader.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com. And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
Came to dance, 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 dance. I hit the floor cause that's my plans, 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 plans. I'm wearing all my favorite brands, 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 brands. Give me some space for both my hands, 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 hands. You, you, cause it goes on and on and on.
And you're listening to Windy City Queer Cast, show number 374. I'm Amy Matheny.
I'm Steven Rader.
And we're hanging out in Andersonville.
Yes, Lesbianville.
You haven't been on in a while.
It's
been busy.
It's been busy, or I've been busy?
We've all been busy. You've been very busy.
I've been on, all right. I just haven't been on here.
Yeah, you've been on, on top, on bottom.
I plead the fifth.
You plead the fifth. I think we've already had that podcast.
I drank the fifth.
Check back on the other ones. The big news of the week is that the Emmy nominations came out, and they are gay, 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 gay.
In
the fact that practically if you're playing a gay character,
wow,
or you happen to be an openly gay person, you got nominated for an Emmy, which I think is really, really cool. They've been talking about how they wanted to, you know, how it's always the same people that get nominated. It's always the same shows.
Yeah, but not this year.
And not this year. I think, obviously, the biggest surprise is that Glee, in its freshman year, received 19 nominations, the most of any show on television.
Really?
And what's so cool about that is that, you know, obviously we get to then honor Jane Lynch, who's an openly lesbian comedian actress who just got married this summer. So, wow, she gets to add something else to her list. And also the openly gay character played by Chris Colfer of Kurt.
Yes.
Now, he's just, I mean, he breaks my heart, like, every episode. And the guy that plays his father, who's actually a friend of Mitchell Fain's, O'Malley, I can't remember his last name,
Sally O'Malley.
Yeah, something like that. I can't remember his name. The father-son relationship there is just brilliant how they've really just, they've dealt really head-on in a real way with this very working-class man coming to terms with his son in a way that almost feels Southern to me. You know, I know this play takes place in Ohio, but, I mean, this television show takes place in Ohio. It is kind of like a play on TV.
I'm going to tell you something right now. It's a dangerous show.
Yeah?
It's a dangerous show because it's making people think the show choir is interesting, glamorous, and fun.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
I was in it. Were you in it?
We had a show choir.
Did you have the guys with, like, you know, Joe Jacket, cummerbund, you know, pink tie, and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, we did that. We did that. I don't
know. She's a maniac,
maniac. We did do that. We sang the Bee Gees.
Oh, Christ.
We sang some of Cats.
Some of Cats.
Can I tell you that my show choir was called Ebony and Ivory?
Oh, my God.
There wasn't
a black person?
No, there was.
Oh, there was.
The musical the first year when I was in high school was The Wiz, so I didn't audition for it. And then they cast a white Dorothy, and I was like, well, shit, I could have auditioned.
God, next year was Pearly, and you were out there.
Next year was Porgy and Bess, and I played Porgy.
Woman, yeah.
No, No, I mean, definitely. We had a pretty, you know.
But it's so crazy. The people think that was never, it was never cool. It was never, oh my God, it's
no,
scary.
No, it was never cool, but I think that that's the whole point. Like, these kids aren't cool on this show
it's
either.
It's true, but it's making them seem glamorous.
Glamorous?
God. Oh my God, it's scary. It's
yeah.
frightening.
Yeah.
And we didn't do Lady Gaga crap, like, my God.
Yeah.
Come on, give me a break. We were pathetic, and I knew we were pathetic when I was doing it.
We were pathetic. But we did like to, we did do American Sign Language while we sang with white gloves on and they turned the lights out.
It just led to me playing the gayest and the worst ever riff in West Side Story in history.
Yeah.
In history.
Yeah.
But crazy ball, I get cool ball. I was horrible.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
We didn't do a lot of show tunes. I mean, you know, my teacher was pretty cool, Miss Hughes, and she would, I remember her wheeling in. Remember when the television would get wheeled in with the VCR?
Oh, yes.
Those of you who only know podcasting
yes.
will know not what we're talking
and
about.
And you'll pull up your
flat screen TVs in every one of your rooms.
With it, the Viagraph or the sheets that were like, you know, you
yeah,
rolled.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You smell them and get high. Oh, God.
Yeah, so I remember like her coming into the theater and wheeling in the big television and showing us. We got to watch when... Michael Jackson's Beat It,
Shut
I think.
Up.
Or maybe it was Bad. One of those videos came out and she brought it in so we could watch the afternoon launch of...
The afternoon launch. They didn't even call it a launch.
What did they call it?
The grand... The world premiere.
The world premiere. Remember when videos world premiere?
Remember when there was no MTV and it was Friday Night Videos?
I remember when MTV launched. I remember Live Aid, that whole... That
Here's the deal.
First
Here's
Live
the deal.
Aid.
8 minutes of Michael Jackson's Thriller. There's a story. 8 minutes of Lady Gaga's Alejandro. What the fuck is going on?
I love Lady Gaga. You cannot diss her here.
I think she's a musical genius. I think she's got a lot of talent, but I do not get it. I've tried, and I watch it and go, I do not get it.
I don't know that I've seen Alejandra, so I'll have to watch that and reserve my right to talk about it. But
Sound and Fury signifying nothing. That's all I'm going to say.
Here's what's brilliant, though. She was on the Today Show this past week, you know, singing in the park.
Oh, the fourth hour? In the fourth hour? That would have been great.
I don't remember when it
Coda,
was.
With Coda Hoppe? And
no, it was Meredith Ferreira. And,
oh, see, she got the good people.
She got the good people, and it was packed. It was the first time she's ever done that.
I heard there were like something like crazy, a crazy amount of people that were there.
Crazy amount of people, but here's the cool thing, is that she started by singing an American pop standard. She started singing Someone to Watch Over Me, which will probably now educate lots of young kids on that song, and then she mashed it up, because that's what they call it now. They don't call it medleys anymore. They're called mashups. They're called mashups. I don't know when we came up with this term. But she mashed it up with Bad
today.
Romance.
Oh,
so
God.
She went from Someone to Watch Over Me. And I mean, sang the whole thing with a jazz trumpeter and a jazz
pianist. I'm going to call it right now. Somebody's going to be on YouTube watching Ella Fitzgerald singing Someone to... And they're going to have, this bitch took Lady Gaga's song. You're going to see it in the comments.
I don't know. I mean, well...
Oh, come on.
The whole, yeah.
Come on.
I looked at the whole Jerry Seinfeld.
You know, that whole Beyonce, the single ladies video was taken off of that Mexican breakfast.
Yes.
With Gwen Verdon. And I saw the Gwen Verdon thing on YouTube, and someone was like, this old bitch has taken Beyonce's dance. she's dead.
It could happen. It could happen. But I just think it's great that actually these kids might get to know some of the American songbook.
These kids. We're so old.
We are old. Okay, let's talk about some more of
the
nominations. Of course, Mad Men, one of my all-time favorite shows. And though it's not gay, I just think it has such a... it has such a style and a pastiche about it that I just, I love.
My pastiche, that's a good word.
Thank you. I prepped that one long and hard. You know, I think the other thing that people are talking a lot about is just that Lost actually finally, with it being its last year. Yeah, that Matthew Fox got nominated for the first time ever, which is really exciting.
Jim Parsons?
Yes. Bless you. The Big Bang.
That was the Big Bang.
The Big Bang.
Jim, I love that show.
Yeah.
He is so damn funny in that show. Brilliant.
Yeah. So he was nominated. And a lot of new shows. Modern Family, which to me is the most brilliant show to come on television in a really long time. I mean, it brings in elements of All in the Family. It brings in old classic comedy and at the same time brings in elements of, you know, the new American family.
Yeah.
And, crazily enough, everyone in the cast was nominated except for Ed O'Neill, which is really bizarre because I think he's so great in this. But I heard something like he didn't nominate himself or who knows what. But anyhow,
could be a bitch, but I have to nominate myself.
You do. You have to nominate yourself, which is why when some of these people withdraw their names from nominations, like Katherine Heigl did that, and then Cherry Jones was really ripped over the coals for she withdrew her name from 24 for consideration this year, openly lesbian, who won the Emmy last year for playing the president on 24, and she withdrew her nomination. And it's seen as a big slap to withdraw your nomination, like not to make yourself, and shit, you know.
So if you don't stand up and go, I think I was brilliant.
Yes, exactly.
Then they think you're
stuck up? Well, because
I guess
they think you either are saying something about what the writers gave you to perform.
How dare you
exactly.
Not like yourself?
And
that's
I think
so
Cherry's whole thing is like, I won one, and the show's off the air, so let somebody else win one, you know. Because obviously these awards help gain viewers and viewership. But I really hope this does something for Modern Family because it, too, has a lot of nominations. And both of the actors who play, one of whom I think is openly gay and one who's not, Eric Streetstone, Stone Street is not gay, who plays the...
But he's willing to learn.
God,
he's
funny. Do you watch Modern Family?
No, I don't.
Are you kidding me? This guy is so... brilliant. It's insane. But they're both nominated. Both of the gay couple on that show are nominated. So Neil Patrick Harris nominated again for playing a very convincing straight guy and continuing and a womanizer on How I Met Your Mother. So he continues to defy logic that you can be an openly gay male and play.
So is Cher going to host the Emmys this year? Like,
I have no idea.
That's going to be the gayest thing in the whole world.
It's going to be pretty damn gay.
Or is Liza going to walk in and try to sell her stuff like on the HSN video, which is crazy.
It's true. Betty White got nominated for her guest appearance on Saturday Night Live.
She was high hilarious.
And they got writing nominations for that. So it's a, you know, there's a lot of new... A Nurse Jackie, Friday Night Lights finally after all these years getting some nominations.
Yeah.
So, as you said, The Big Bang Theory, Breaking Bad. I mean, just a lot of new shows. But I think the big surprises are not surprises, but the big new trend now is Glee and Modern Family kind of walking away with it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's totally true. So, hey, Stephen and I are going to be with you this hour. We got lots to catch up on, but we've got to tell you what's going on in the news biz and what's going on in the theater.
Now it's news biz.
Yeah.
It's not just news, it's now the news biz.
News, local, national, world, entertainment news. And then Stephen and I'll be back after this.
Hi there. I'm a Miller Lite Brewmaster.
And I'm a Miller Lite Drinkmaster.
It's the Brewmaster Drinkmaster Show.
You know, most people know that Miller Lite tastes great, but up until now, only brewmasters like me knew why.
Well, most people know that my friends and I are the most dominating presence in the Kalamazoo Western Division Level 3 Softball League, but very few know why.
Huh. You see, we add the hops first for flavor, second for balance, and a third time to lock in the great Pilsner taste by enhancing the foamy head.
Yeah, well, we don't need fancy softball strategery to win.
We call it the triple hops brewing process.
Well, we call it heart, Mr. Man.
We're on the same team here. I thought you would appreciate this new information.
I apologize. I just wish I had something as important to share.
Well, buy a six-pack of Miller Lite, and you will.
Miller Lite brewmasters have to know the ins and outs of triple hops brewing. The only thing you have to do is enjoy the great-tasting light beer. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is The Week in News.
In an enormous victory for same-sex marriage, a federal judge in Boston on Thursday, July 8th, ruled in two separate lawsuits that a critical part of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act is unconstitutional. In one lawsuit, Commonwealth of Massachusetts versus Health and Human Services, Judge Joseph Taro of the U.S. District Court in Boston ruled that DOMA violated the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution by taking from the states powers that the Constitution gave to them. In the other lawsuit, Gill versus the Office of Personnel Management, he ruled that DOMA violates the equal protection principles embodied in the Due Process Clause of the Fifth Amendment in an effort to disadvantage a group of which it disapproves.
Hawaii Governor Linda Dingell has vetoed a civil unions bill that passed through the state legislature 2 months ago, saying the measure would have granted same-sex couples the same rights and benefits that married heterosexual couples receive. Lambda Legal responded, saying, "We would have preferred to see couples win fair treatment through the political branch rather than having to pursue legal action. However, we're still ready to do what's necessary so our clients can protect their loved ones."
The Medical College of Wisconsin's Center for AIDS Intervention Research has received a five-year, $2.5 million grant from the National Institutes of Health's National Institute of Mental Health to investigate the impact of criminal HIV disclosure laws. Results of this study will help inform HIV-related legislation, which is often drafted without the benefit of scientific evidence. Results will also inform policy discussions on the role of criminal law in efforts to contain the disease.
Zach Rosen, the web editor who promised to strip if he won the scholarship to the activist gathering Netroots Nation, has captured the award and will fulfill his promise. Rosen was selected as the winner from 10 finalists for the meeting, which will be held in Las Vegas July 22nd through the 25th. Rosen plans to send a photo showing full frontal nudity to fleshbot.com.
The Pentagon sent out surveys to troops July 7th that asked more than 100 questions about their views regarding the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. The surveys went to about 200,000 active duty troops and 200,000 individuals in the reserves. The questions span everything from social interactions to life in close quarters.
Scientists have reported a new discovery that provides a promising new direction for developing an effective AIDS vaccine. Government researchers have discovered naturally occurring antibodies, VRC01 and VRC02, that can neutralize more than 90% of known strains of the AIDS virus in a lab setting.
In Oregon, former Lane County worker Linda Wagner is suing the county, claiming sexual orientation bias discrimination. She claims that the Department of Youth Services was a hostile work environment and that when she filed a complaint, nothing was done. Wagner is now employed at the Douglas County Juvenile Department.
In world news, Caster Semenya, the South African runner who was the subject of a test to verify her gender after a win at the 2009 World Championships in Berlin, has been cleared to compete again. Semenya, who is 19, may be able to compete as soon as July 19th at the World Junior Championships in Canada.
India has its first gay bookstore. Queer-Inc.com, an online bookstore, launched in the suburb of Malad. The owner is lesbian Shobner Kumar.
Reports that Ugandan gay rights activist Pasikali Kashusbe was found beheaded are false, although a murder did occur. Initially, the Reverend Colin Coward claimed to have found Kashusbe's head while Coward and others were looking for a minister who disappeared after delivering a pro-gay sermon. However, it turns out that most of Coward's claims are false, although it seems that a young man was mutilated and beheaded.
In England, London's Gay Pride Parade Festival took place July 3rd, and approximately 1 million people attended. London Mayor Boris Johnson called the party, which featured 150 floats, one of the most highly anticipated events of the year. Highlights included the appearance of the 2012 Olympic Games Organizing Committee, which inaugurated a Gay Pride pin badge at the event. The Olympics will take place in 2 years in London.
In Korea, researchers have reportedly been able to turn female mice lesbian by excising a single gene. Scientists at the Korea Advanced Institute of Science and Technology found that removing the FUCM gene, which is linked with the level of estrogen in the brain, female mice will imitate the sexual behavior of their male counterparts.
In China, a Beijing court dismissed a lawsuit brought by Wang Zhejing against the Red Cross, which rejected his blood donation because he is gay. Wang asked for an apology and the opportunity to become a donor. However, the court dismissed the case with no explanation.
In Israel, three brothers have been charged with attacking, kidnapping, and imprisoning their younger brother, who was going through gender reassignment surgery. The older men, aged 34 through 38, allegedly found their 19-year-old brother prostituting himself in Tel Aviv and threw him in a car. The teenager escaped by cutting the chains that were confining him with pliers and leaping out of a window.
SARC and the Channel Islands off the coast of France will change the age of consent for gay men so that it is the same as it is for their heterosexual counterparts. Officials felt that the current inequality could qualify as a violation of human rights. In March, Guernsey, another of the Channel Islands, lowered the age of consent for gay males to 16, making it equal to those of lesbians and heterosexuals.
In entertainment news, as if we needed more proof of Lady Gaga's popularity, she has become the first living individual to have 10 million followers on Facebook. The singer had been in a virtual tie with President Obama for the most fans, but has surpassed the chief executive.
In addition to their 19 Emmy nominations this week, Glee also announced that Oscar-winning actor Javier Bardem will guest star on the TV series next season as a rock star who befriends wheelchair-bound Artie. Bardem suggested the idea to Glee producer Ryan Murphy when working together on the movie Eat, Pray, Love.
Singer George Michael was arrested for crashing his Range Rover into a London store on July 4th. Michael was not subjected to a breathalyzer test at the scene, but was taken to a local police station. He was released on bail until next month. In 2007, he pled guilty to driving while under the influence of drugs.
Martina Navratilova, who just finished radiation treatment after being diagnosed with breast cancer, has won another title at Wimbledon. She teamed up with Jana Novotna to beat Tracy Austin and Kathy Rinaldi Stunkel 7-5, 6-0 in the ladies' doubles final.
The resurrected Lilith Tour has canceled 10 shows in Salt Lake City, Montreal, Raleigh, Charlotte, West Palm Beach, Tampa, Birmingham, Austin, Houston, and Dallas. Lilith, the only touring festival with an all-female lineup, opened in Calgary June 27th with more than 9,000 people attending.
Lindsay Lohan, in case you haven't heard, is going to jail. Beverly Hills Judge Marcia Revel ruled that Lohan violated her probation by failing to attend alcohol education classes in a drunk driving case and sentenced the actress to 90 days in jail, along with 90 more days of rehab. Lohan broke down as the sentence was delivered. She begins her stint in jail July 20th.
Tammy Lynn Michaels has sued for full custody of the twin she shares with singer Melissa Etheridge. In filing last week, Etheridge sought joint legal and physical custody and asked the court to deny Michaels any financial support. However, Michaels is seeking spousal support, saying that she put her acting career on hold for the sake of the family.
The Today Show modified its modern-day wedding contest so that same-sex couples could enter. The change occurred just 1 week after GLAAD learned that the competition was excluding gay and lesbian couples. Thousands of people contacted NBC. The show extended its application period to July 12th.
And edgy R&B singer Janelle Monáe has addressed rumors about her sexuality, but her answers may provoke even more questions. To Rolling Stone magazine, Monáe, who often wears a suit, tie, and saddle shoes during her performances, said, "The lesbian community has tried to claim me, but I only date androids. Nothing like an android. They don't cheat on you." Incidentally, her CD is called The Arch Android. And that's the week in news brought to you by Windy City Times.
Hello, Deb Pierce here, letting you know that we'd love to hear back from you. So go ahead. You know you want to. Post a comment.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Queer.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of July 12th, 2010, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
The new play, Fucking Men, observes the lives of 10 gay men from all walks of life as they negotiate the before and after of lust, love, and the pursuit of sex and emotional connection. Now through July 25th at the Theater Building, visit fmenchicago.com. That's fmenchicago.com for tickets and information.
Based on the acclaimed novel by Timothy Finley, Broadway writers Neil Bartman, Brian Hill, and the American Music Theater Project at Northwestern University present Not Wanted on the Voyage. Secrets lie just beneath the surface of this darkly funny musical that reimagines the Great Flood. An epic production complete with rain, fire, magic, and a soaring score from an award-winning creative team. Tickets and information at notwantedonthevoyage.com. Playing now through August 8th at Northwestern's Ethel M. Barber Theater. And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
This is Sharon Gless, and you're on the Windy City Queercast.
Hold on. How you risk exciting me? Won't you join me? Someone said nine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Someone said nine. I'm a weirdo.
So, Stephen, the breakups are continuing to get ugly, as we heard from the news.
Ryan's here.
Tammy Lynn Michaels and Melissa Etheridge now at this online twittering.
Really?
Now in the world, we're breaking up and we tweet and blog and...
Sometimes we twat.
Or we twat, well...
I'm sure that they twatted.
I might on occasion.
On certain Tuesdays?
On
yes.
certain Tuesdays.
Yes, I do.
On Twat Tuesdays.
I don't want to say
always,
where it is,
yeah.
But it happens.
But it definitely happens. I mean, I think this is really, you know, what do we do with these? I mean, aren't they almost always women? Because we don't have these gay male couples that are celebrities who break up.
Well, Tom Cruise is not going to bring Richard Simmons out in public and say, this is my boyfriend.
Yeah, he's not going to do it.
They're lesbians. They're going to go to a bar and play pool and have somebody move in the next day. It's not going to happen.
But do we hold them up to a higher standard than we should, do you think?
I don't think so. Do you think so?
I do. I think that the community needs to see, like, our representations
shouldn't we see our representations as they truly are?
As people who
that,
don't
you know,
stay
sometimes
together.
Relationships don't work. Sometimes it's better that they don't work. And as long as the kids are being taken care of.
Yeah.
And they're the priority
at
the end of this relationship. I think it's, I mean,
but
I don't
Melissa
know.
Etheridge doesn't want to give Tammy Lynn Michaels any money. She said she will pay child support, but she doesn't want to give her any money.
Ooh.
Yeah, interesting, right?
Wow.
After raising her kids and hey, I'm just stating the facts as I'm hearing them, but she filed a suit that she did not want her to have any money. So now Tammy Lynn is like, what's happening? We weren't supposed to file this publicly yet.
There's something going on.
Right?
Yeah, somebody was sleeping with somebody somewhere.
I don't know.
Something's
going on.
We don't know a piece of the puzzle.
This is going to continue to unfold, I think, in the news.
What are you talking about?
Well, I just mean, like, you know, well, obviously, it's really been Melissa and Ellen who've just given us couples coming together and breaking apart, coming together and breaking apart.
But Ellen's still with...
Portia, but I mean, you know, she broke up with her first girlfriend, which she was with together, and then Anne Heche in the middle, which was the rebound
relationship. Jesus could have dated Anne Heche. My God.
Jesus didn't date anybody, and maybe he had the right idea.
I'm done, Anne. Get out.
Yeah. I don't know. Are we truly meant to be coupled for long-term relationships or monogamy?
You're asking me.
I am asking you. Do you even have a pipe dream that you could put in your pipe and smoke it that it could ever be true?
I put my pipe in many dreams.
Yes?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think it's just you get older. What cracks me up about being single at this age of, you know, 78, kidding, is that people in relationships that have been in relationships for 15 years, 20 years, always said, yeah, it's really hard. You don't know jack diddly shit. You met this person when you were 25.
Right.
You don't know what it's
like. And they
like.
Change. People change. We all change.
Yeah, yeah. And I think as you get older and you want to... You know, you want to find different things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know yourself and you know what you want. You know what you don't want.
Right.
As opposed to, you know, when you're 25, you go, oh, you know, it's okay that he hits me every Thursday. You know, you really accept too much. And of course, I'm single. That means I've got all the answers.
Well, no, but I mean, it also means that it can mean a lot of things. It can mean you're not willing to settle. It can mean
Amen.
That you
not at
want
all.
To live a certain way as you've matured. You're unwilling to compromise. And I don't know that we all have to compromise. I mean, I think relationships are compromises.
I think a lot of people compromise in ways they never wanted to. I just see a lot of relationships that I know they're not sleeping together. I know they're not sharing the same bed. I know they're really not intimate, but they're together because they have property or da-da-da-da. It's not even about children. It's about... Well, people think we're together. It's sort of, they've grown so together that they don't know how to get out, I think.
Right.
That's what I look at. And even though they know that they don't want the same thing anymore.
I think it's different, though, when you have kids involved. I mean, you know.
As a person whose parents divorced, I will say, it was the best thing that could have happened.
For them to
hard.
Divorce.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because
to stay in that relationship, to stay in that whole home situation.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It would have been horrible.
So that old adage of you're staying for the kids is the wrong way to go.
It definitely is. But you know who does it right? Demi Moore and Bruce Willis. Do they have houses that are side by side?
They do.
And someone asked
Melissa
Bruce,
Etheridge does with her ex.
Well, there you go.
And now she's gonna have another one.
So she's gonna have
to. She's gonna have to start living in the Big Love cul-de-sac or something with all her.
She's moving
with her. She has gotten more children and more wives out of a decade of dating.
Could
be true.
But Bruce said on the red carpet, someone asked him if he thought it was hard to be beside Demi and Ashton in the house next door, and he went, "It's about our kids. They come first. Everything else is secondary."
Yeah.
And I went, oh my God, someone that actually understands divorce.
Right.
Has nothing to do with you anymore. It's about those people that you brought into the world.
Yeah.
Those are the smart parents, but when you have parents, tell your mother that I will not be picking. Oh, gee, I'm not a fucking messenger.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
Well, it's interesting. This is a nice segue. I just went to go see yesterday The Kids Are All Right, which is this new movie with Annette Bening and Julianne Moore, written by Lisa Cholodenko. Richard Knight Jr. did a review of this. But it is
great.
It is great, Stephen. And I have to tell you, what was so amazing was I was sitting in an audience at a matinee, an afternoon matinee, and it was packed. There was not a seat in the house. It was a very diverse crowd of young and old and couples and single people and single groups and girls and guys. I literally think it was probably down the middle, male, female. I definitely think there were some gay people there, but it wasn't like a gay crowd. But it's just a given that they are this lesbian couple, and it's just a given that they have kids who are 15 and 18. And it's really about this family going through this transition of, the kids wanting to find out who their sperm donor dad was, and the oldest daughter going off to college. And it all takes place this summer, and so it's kind of this hotbed of just all of this, this core unit structure of a family having all of this new stuff impact it. And what's the ramifications and the comedy and what are the new things that get to be explored in that? And it's so well written.
You have the best actors in the world.
And it's so funny. And you have the best actresses in the world. I mean, Annette Bening has never been so good. And so not what Annette Bening normally gets to do. I think of Annette Bening in kind of classic roles like Bugsy, The Grifters, American Beauty. Maybe falls a little more in line with her stuff in American Beauty, but she's just so brilliant in this. And then for Julianne Moore, she gets to really be a comedian, which a lot of people have talked about her on 30 Rock this year.
She was great.
She's quite funny, and she's a great dramatic actress, so that's what she gets to play. But for me, this had a lot of the whimsy, minus the pornography, and I won't say minus the sex, because there is a lot of sex, but minus the pornography and the cocaine. No roller skates.
And no Burt Reynolds, damn it.
No Burt Reynolds. Of Boogie Nights. But very similar to that kind of California free spirit that she's very funny in. And what's so great, too, is these kids who are not impacted by their moms being a lesbian couple, but by their moms just being their moms, and they're like in their parents, and them being at this age where
they hate everything.
They're embarrassed. They're trying to break loose, set their own independence. And at the same time, they're sensitive new age kids. They're kids who are kind of they're educated, they're intelligent, they're making some bad choices and some good choices, and they're just kids, And you wonder with shows like Modern Family, and you talk about, Glee being this, the impact of it, and then we have this film, which people are saying, it's going to hopefully maintain, sometimes it's hard for the Oscar time being at the end of the year for movies to kind of maintain momentum, but people are definitely saying it looks really good, that this will get a lot of Oscar attention. You start realizing that we create the normalcy. We're struggling with this whole issue of Prop 8 out in California, and this is the family that we're saying is not a family. This is the family that we're saying should not be able to get married. That, you can, and now you can't.
Which is why it's what Harvey Milk said is true. Everybody should come out, and then we wouldn't have any problems.
Yeah.
Because if everybody knew that, Uncle Steve and Aunt Sally, everybody, that they know these people.
Right.
When you let someone pass the defenses and you see a face and a name and you get to know them, it's hard to hate them.
Yeah.
It's really hard to hate them.
Yeah.
But we were doing this back in the early 80s, late 70s. I mean, if you look at what was going on, like 81, 82, with Victor Victoria and Tortoiseau Trilogy and Lacage, and I mean, they were really funny and a lot broader, yeah. but they were bringing these people, and people liked them,
yeah.
understood them,
yeah.
and then all of a sudden, like, it chopped off with AIDS.
Yeah.
So it's, we sort of have done this, and it got derailed, and
yeah.
now we're back on the track. Isn't that weird? Who would have thought that we'd be watching television? You know, except for, you know, Jim J. Bullock in the center square. I didn't see any gay people on television when I was a kid. Did you?
Yeah.
No.
On Donahue.
Oh, there you go.
And on...
No, it's not, yeah.
I mean, I remember going to the French, the foreign language section of the video store, because that's what we had back then, the video mm-hmm. store, and trying to watch a lot of French films and trying to read between the lines if it had lesbians in it.
Oh, my God.
You know, that was what I remember. And The Hunger. These were vampire movies, which were popular then, popular now.
I would do her, and I would let her take that onk off her neck and cut my eye.
I didn't know.
God, she's hot.
But, you know, it's interesting, too, though, that I wonder continually now, what would be the difference? Because I came home and I was telling Kelly about it, and we're going to try to go see it, and I'll go see it again. Because I have to say, I continue to think about this movie.
Yeah.
And it's such a good time, though. You will laugh your butt off. And very, very, very moving. I should say Mark Ruffalo's in it for all you guys, and he's just adorable and dreamy. And great in this, too. He just plays the cad so well, the whimsical, I don't know, you know, it's optimistic.
You love this movie.
I really love this movie. But you wonder, you know, Kelly came home and said, well, do you think that it would have had the same impact if they had hired two lesbian actresses to do this? And what is the difference with us knowing, and she means us by meaning mainstream America knowing that these aren't real lesbians, and these are two women who have husbands
mm-hmm.
and have kids that they've had with those husbands, and I don't know, it was an interesting question of the fact that
it's weird.
You know, the problem is there aren't two high-profiled actresses. Not that they had to have that for this film, but I think it's definitely given this film the attention. It was shot for $5 million, which is nothing
mm-hmm.
in like 3 weeks.
But I'll tell you this, though, to that point, I mean, I've done a play in town that, a new play, about two gay people, you know, in the 30s, and the playwright was not gay. The other actors were not gay. No one on the design team was gay. No one in the theater was gay. I was the only gay person in the whole entire endeavor. And being given notes like, I don't think that what you're doing is true. You know, I'm speaking for my people here. So I don't... It's hard to go, well, where does that fit? Like,
mm-hmm.
we're giving Sean Hayes all this bullshit because of that one review that said he's too gay to play
right.
in Promises. Promises, for God's sake.
Which is, like, the gayest musical.
I mean
those,
you know,
that whole stylized...
Who was in Hello, Dolly? Charles Nelson fucking Reilly,
yeah.
for God's sake. Hello.
Yeah.
But then we don't look at Neil Patrick Harris at all. We don't talk about that. There's a line here somewhere that we're crossing in a weird way.
Right, but Neil Patrick Harris is not playing... He's playing straight, and that's what I mean. Like,
but if he'd come out before he got that show,
mm-hmm.
if he'd come out before he got that show, would he have gotten that show, and would we have accepted it?
I don't know.
I want to say that he has to come out. I dislike all of these people coming out late. I dislike them a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't like the whole... a lot of people disagree with me about it. What's his name? La Vida Loca. Help me.
Oh, Ricky Martin.
Oh, God, it made me crazy. He's a fucking hero because he comes out 10 years after the big hit. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
I do not get it. If he had said to
Barbara
Walters, yes, I'm gay, how many young gay people would have, there's some, you know, would he have
right,
saved,
right.
helped? I don't know, but come on. So it's we're kind of crossing a little bit of a line.
Yeah. It's just an interesting water because I feel like that if you had to...
lesbian
actresses in this part who we, even one of them, you know, we knew. And let me just say, preface this all by saying this is a higher esoteric conversation than I actually think that probably, you know, Lisa Cholodenko is openly gay. And has had, you know, lesbian, bisexual, sexually mm-hmm. fluid people in all of her movies.
But is High it better art, to Laurel have Canyon. Someone play it, whether or not they're gay or straight?
Well, just you want the right role. Person to play it, you know. And what I'm saying is these two actresses are magnificent in this. And it is incredibly believable. And as somebody who acts from time to time and never gets cast as gay, and I'm actually getting ready to play a gay character this fall with About Face Theater, which is shocking but true.
You better put on some Birkenstocks.
But you know, here's the thing: is like shit. I often don't get cast as lesbian in plays because Please. People don't think that I'm lesbian.
For a while in the city, it was a gay man who was going to die. Where's Raider?
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
But the difference is that I don't ever get to play that. And I said to Kelly last night, we were walking the dog. I said, well, maybe Julianne Moore's just upped the fact that somebody might believe that I'm gay.
Yeah.
Now she has a bit of a thing that makes that a wavy line in the movie, and I won't tell what it is to not ruin it. And so you mm-hmm. can maybe comment later, but. But you never deny, and she never denies that she's gay in this film. Like, she's a lesbian and has been for 20 years, mm-hmm. you know, with this family. So I don't know. We have these two lines. You know, we have like the L word lesbian, which to me is not even like real women. I mean, they live in Los Angeles, and it's all about artifice.
Have you seen the real L word?
I've seen an episode of it.
I don't know what the hell I saw.
Well, all the straight women I know are loving it and watching it.
Here's the thing.
And I know one of the women on it, so
two of my gay friends were like, come over, we're watching The Real L Word. What? But isn't there a porn from Bellamy that we could
yep.
I mean, what's going on? And they love it. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy drama. Crazy.
It's crazy drama, and I don't like watching crazy drama. But my friend...
My life is crazy drama.
My friend Nikki is on it, so I...
Who? You have a character? A character.
She's not a character. She's a real person.
No, but she's having a writer. Someone's bumping up her part, right?
This is pretty much her life. I mean, but she'll say it on the show.
There,
she's the straightest. She's the straightest kind of gay male lesbian.
Is she the blonde?
Mm-hmm.
With the big eyes?
Really tall and thin.
She's got a crazy head.
Mm-hmm.
She's got like a Precious Moments head.
Yeah,
wish you were here, my darling daughter. It's crazy. It's like, it's very bigger, much bigger than her head.
Yeah, she's
than
tiny,
her body,
tiny,
rather.
Tiny gal. I'm tall.
And
thin.
She's the one that they want to get married, right?
Yes.
Yes. Oh my God, I totally picked her out. Oh
I've known Nikki for a long, long, long time. Long time. And
they're going to have fights. I can't wait.
Yeah, because the boyfriends come back.
Boyfriend.
Or her fiancés. And you know, here's the funny thing is that her ex, Nikki's ex, and her, you know, came to my birthday party at my house, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, because Nikki was in town. And now I'm meeting this whole new relationship that she's having on a television show when I was watching, I think I've seen an episode and a half. And I'm watching, you know, I'm meeting this whole person that she's now engaged to be married to, and I've never met this person. I'm like, it's a little surreal way to meet, like, one of your friends.
Are you going to be, like, Anna Nicole's cousin and show up in the second season, like, knock on the door with no teeth and ask for help?
I don't think so.
If anyone gets that reference, please.
I do.
That was the funniest shit I've ever seen.
I remember. I'm just not a big reality television show watcher. I like watching So You Think You Can Dance. And I was extremely, extremely, extremely sad.
I think So You Think You Can Dance is like Circus of the Stars for 2010.
It's brilliant. These kids are so talented that they absolutely make every other talent kind of show pale in comparison because they are truly so gifted. That is, you go, anybody can sing. I know hundreds of people who can sing.
How dare
I mean,
you?
American How Idol is like, whatever, so you can sing. But these kids, everybody cannot dance like this. They are genius artistically.
And they have about a window of 2 years, and then they're.
And they do, man. They are bright, shining stars that are going to burn fast.
And the cinema by my men.
But this kid who got kicked off this week, he only got kicked off because he ripped his Achilles tendon, and he was probably going to win the whole thing.
Oh my God!
And,
it's like Chorus Line, for Christ's sake.
It was totally like a Chorus Line. It was totally like a Chorus Line. He left the Miami Ballet.
Oh
to
Christ.
Come and be on this show because he wasn't he they asked him to come on last year and Miami Ballet wouldn't release him from his contract, so he released himself from his contract this season. He came on, he was probably going to win or do he was going to do very, very, very well, and he unfortunately tore his Achilles last week, so
but
he
you
had
know
to
what?
Leave.
Here's the deal. Whoever wins, we're going to forget him in 2 days.
I'm telling
we're
you, you need to watch
the guy
this cute little gullible farm boy, Kent, who's from like
Kent?
This tiny little town, and he's just a southern and wide-eyed, and he is a beautiful and genius dancer. And
have you seen his feet yet?
I don't know if he's gay or straight, but
he's
adorable.
Feet always give him away.
God, he's adorable. If you're not watching this show,
I've
first of all, it's
dancers.
The best
it's
bodies ever.
It's weird. The dancers are weird. It's crazy.
I don't know. I like it.
I love that you can bounce a quarter off their ass. I love that. It's great. But, you know.
Yeah. I love that show. That's the kind of reality television I watch. I cannot watch the drama stuff because A, I think it's not right. I don't think it's real.
Kathy Griffin. Well, she makes fun of it. It's brilliant.
Yeah. But Kathy Griffin's Kathy Griffin. She's a comedian and she can be. She knows she's creating television. Trying to act like there are people who are not creating television, to me is not interesting to me.
Oh my gosh, look who showed up. This person was called and there, yes. You know, there's a van down the way that yes. was like, come on.
Yeah, exactly. So, maybe more on that.
Maybe we'll get variety shows back. That's what I want.
You want a variety show?
Hell to the yeah.
Okay, you could host a variety show.
I mean, I think that would be the best, wouldn't it? Like Donnie and Marie didn't have dancers. They had an ice skating rink.
I know. And the Dolly Show is my favorite.
I'm on a swing. And, oh God.
I just don't think variety shows will come back now. I think what we have now is Glee. I think what we have now are all these talent competitions and reality contests.
Don't say that.
I mean, nobody has been able to make them come back. Maybe you could do it, Steven.
Because you know why they don't come back? Because when we watched Rosie's, we went, this sucks. They all sucked. Every once in a while, they came out really well. Like
yeah.
One or two episodes. But most of the time, they kind of sucked. And we loved them.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We had less options back then, though.
The Sonny and Cher show? Come on.
Yeah.
The Sonny and Cher show, which had Cher and Tina Turner and, what's that woman who sang God Bless America? Oh, God, I'm blanking on her name now. I mean, look it up on YouTube. You go, who put these three people together on the stage?
Yep.
It's crazy.
Well.
It'll happen. I'll produce it.
Okay, you produce it. You get working on that. I think it should just be a gay television variety show.
I'm a little bit country. It'll be great.
I'm a little bit rock and roll.
See, there we go. Yeah.
In my deep purple dreams. I had the Donny Marie Deep Purple album. I knew every song on it. Come on, Marianne. If somebody could find me a copy of Donny and Marie's album.
What would you do?
I would just die.
Kelly, don't listen to this.
I don't think it's available on iTunes, but
yeah,
if...
You can find everything.
I'm telling you. I want, like, the Donny and Marie album that has Come On, Marianne and Deep Purple Dreams.
There's a lesbian out there going, I've got her where I want her right
it's
now.
It's true. I had the Donny and Marie Barbie dolls. They were dressed in purple.
I had the purple sock. Yeah, I did, too. Mm-hmm. I had the Dolly Parton dolls.
I did, too. In her red onesie jumpsuit. Yeah.
Everyone thought my brother was really weird because he had the Dolly Parton doll and I had the Ken doll. Not anatomically correct.
No.
Nope. I was very pissed off.
Yeah.
Horrible.
It's true. All right, folks. We'll check out The Kids Are All Right. We'll see if The Kids Are going to be all right with Melissa
we'll
and Tammy Lynn as we watch that happen.
On.
And we'll watch the gay
Eliza.
Emmys at the end of the summer. But I can't believe we're halfway through the summer. It feels like it's escaped, and I need to go enjoy some of it. So let's go do that today.
Let's go get some food.
Let's go.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This program is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com. And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast. Queer and now. Like it's dynamite.